Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
You're listening to the best damn NFL pod period with Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson and USC legend 16-year NFL vet Rodney Pete, presented by DraftKings.
All right, you're listening to the best damn NFL pod period presented by DraftKings. I'm Rodney Pete. He's the Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson. Please download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code BESTDAMN to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. All right, ED, week three is here. I want to get into week three, but let's talk about the Thursday night game, because the Panthers beat the Texans and Sam Darnold looked pretty good, although they lost Christian McCaffrey. Let's start with Darnold, ED, because, you know, people wrote him off when he was at the Jets. Obviously, a big pick coming out of USC, third pick in the draft, goes to the Jets, struggles in the Jets, actually does not look good playing quarterback at the Jets. And many people started to wonder if he was a bust. And you and I both know sometimes you can go to the wrong situation, be with the wrong organization, be with the wrong team. And now that he's moved to the Panthers, he looks like the Sam Darnold everybody thought he was coming out of college.
Well, yes, he does. You know, and you're right, Rodney. You go to certain teams, and teams are bad for a reason. I mean, they are. You know, you look at look at your old team, the Detroit Lions. You look at the New York Jets. You look at even Indianapolis coach years ago, even when I was there. I mean, you know, just they're bad organizations, and it starts at the top, and it affects players. I mean, it affects the player, and for as a player, because one thing a player does is he looks at the situation, he's like, man, why come I can't have that over there? You know, why come I can't have a receiver? Why come I can't have an offensive line? You know, why come I can't have a running back? And it's frustrating. And when you saw Sam Darnold in New York, man, sometimes you felt bad for him, but and sometimes you thought maybe this guy is not what they hyped him up to be. And right now, he looks like that guy that they thought he would be coming out of college, because a bad football team, you know, you got a lot of bad players around you. Right. You got, I hate to say, sometimes bad coaching, you know, bad management. And it just, all that stuff runs downhill. And you have a tendency to blame it on the player, and it's not the player's fault. My best example I could give you was Jeff George. When I was in Indianapolis, man, Jeff was a great teammate. And I got sick of people talking about Jeff, you know, because I defended Jeff, and I still defend him to this day. Jeff's a good teammate. I think Jeff would have been a great NFL quarterback if he'd have had the right people around him, you know, the right coaching, you know, the person that could really groom him into that position. And it was a debacle, really. And I think the same thing could have possibly happened, you know, with Sam Darnold. And, you know, it's still early. You know, it's only week three. But I think for him, I bet you this. I bet he's like, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, be out of there. You know, he may never say it, but, you know, we can say it. But he may never say, you know, man, I'm sorry. I mean, it was so bad over there. And now I'm happy for the way he's playing.
Yeah, you could tell. You could tell he's happy. He's got, you know, his head coach is offensive-minded coach in Matt Rhule. And so he feels comfortable. And he's got a coach and an organization that believes in him, too. So that helps. When right. you played for two. You played for the Rams and you played for the Colts. Did you ever feel like the organization and the surroundings, the environment ever made you feel like, man, I don't like football as much as I used to?
Oh, Rodney, yeah, man, sure. I'm going to tell you, that's the one thing that I hate about the National Football League, in a sense that they made me hate a sport that I loved so much.
Yeah.
I loved that. I loved everything about football. And playing on bad teams and dealing with the NFL makes you hate football, you know, hate it. And I hate to say that, but that was just how I felt kind of at the end. I mean, I just despised it. And I said, it's sad because, you know, the Rams were a different team. The Rams were a team that we had a lot of veterans. We had a lot of great players, named players, Jack Youngblood, we were Irvin, Jackie Slater, David Hill. We had guys with names, Henry. We had guys with names.
Right.
And, you know, one thing I saw at that team was, and I know some guys that will listen to this, that played high school football, college, and pro, will say, we call them haters. You got guys who are jealous. And on the Rams, we had none of that. We were just a bunch of guys playing football. white, black, it didn't make a difference. We had some guys that were true rednecks, true rednecks. It was funny. But you know what, on Sunday, it didn't make a difference. We all wearing the same uniform, you know? And some of the stuff they would say was just hilarious, and still it is. Now, I went to Indianapolis, where I went to a team, Rodney, that I'd never seen this before, even in high school or college. And I just talked about it with my old buddy, Eugene Daniels, who played at the coach with me, and Harvey Armstrong. I went to college with Harvey. We talked about it. I said, Eugene, let me ask you a question, man. I said, didn't that team seem jealous to you? He said, oh, my God, Eric. He said, that was the most jealous team. I said, okay, what just what? I could feel it. I mean, you know when people are jealous, you know, they envious of you. It was always, you know, his name in the paper, you know, him. I mean, you know, all that kind of, just all that kind of stuff. And I'll never forget when he said, Eric, he said, when they talked about getting you in Indianapolis. And I'm like, man, they ain't going to get no Eric Dickerson. He said, man, please, they ain't trying to win around here. He said, when I saw you walk through the locker room, he said, I'll never forget. I'm like, okay, well, maybe they are trying to change the culture and want to try to win. And see, that was the mindset in Indianapolis. That was not a winning culture. I'm just going to tell you right now. It was a losing culture. And they thought like losing. At the Rams organization, no matter, the front office was not the best. Let's put it like that. With John Shaw and that group, they were all about saving money and messing over players. But we as a group of guys, we were all about winning and had the winning mentality, because a lot of us came from winning high schools, college, and everything else. In Indy, it was a lot of guys that had came from some winning universities. Eugene came from LSU, so he was used to winning. I came from SMU. I was used to winning. Harvey playing from SMU, he was used to winning.
But you know, you get into that environment, and you get in that environment long enough,
exactly. It wears on you. But I'm going to tell you, man, for me, it never wore me. It wore me down because I was frustrated. It's the frustration. And I'm sure Sam Donald felt that. But, you know, as a quarterback, especially now, you know, Twitter and all that, you can't say stuff. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, I said it. I just called it like it was. I'll never forget to ask me about, you know, I'm not getting no yards, you know, and this. I said, running behind this offensive line was like going to Vietnam with a BB gun. It was. I mean, I was getting hit before I get the ball. I couldn't even get out the backfield. I almost couldn't get out of my stance. And I mean, I'm not talking about one time. It was multiple times. My buddy Jeff Harrod is a linebacker. Uh-huh. Now, check this out. I think we played the Patriots. He said, I tell you what, Eric, I bet you I have more tackles than you have yards. Now, think about that. Think about that. And you know what? He did.
Don't say it.
Yeah, he did. I think he had 15 tackles, and I think I had 13 yards.
Oh, Lord.
So that just, I mean, like I say, man, that mentality and that losing is just so frustrating, because you're looking like, man, wow, I wish I had this, or I wish I had that. And sometimes it takes the, you know, Rodney, you know, think about it. It takes the fun out of the game. You know.
Man, look, it's so much, and we know so much more now than we did when we were playing, but you know how your mind works more so now. So no, mentally, even though we weren't maybe in tune to everything, mentally, when you just walk into the building, you're like, oh, I'm going in here again. So I was in Detroit. It's like, oh, man. Oh, you got to go into this building again.
Going in here.
And it was a bunch of folks that were, you just felt like everybody was trying to get out.
Couldn't wait for the season to be over.
Yeah, wanted the season to be over, and then finding a way, I gotta go somewhere else. I gotta leave this place. Because it was just that mentality and that culture there from the top that it really, winning was not the most important thing.
There you go.
You said it coming from SMU. I came from SC when we were winning. You're like, come on, it's supposed to be top to bottom. We into this thing. There's a standard. There's a tradition. We gotta win. And it wasn't that.
It wasn't there.
It's disheartening. You
know, when I could think about playing for the Rams, and man, I can honestly say it was times when we get out there, I just felt proud because, you know, the Rams are in town. You know, you watch the telecast the night before the game. Yeah, the Los Angeles Rams are in town. They got the top running game in the NFL. You know, they play Smash Mouth football. You know, that made you feel good. You know, and we came out and everybody looked like, yeah, you know what this is. Even though, you know, we might have been the best team in certain instances. I think that when we went to Chicago to play the Bears in the NFC Championship game, I got to say, man, we stepped out that, but we were confident about that game. Even though we didn't care about that defense, because we knew we had guys to block the defense. Only thing we were missing was a quarterback. We was hoping he'd play better that day. But man, it gives you such a confidence and it's fun then. You know, it's just, like I said, anybody hearing this that plays sports, they've been there. They've been on sorry team. It's just like, hell yeah. I love walking out there. You know, when I think about it, when I was in high school, man, we the Sealy Tigers. Hey, we gonna whoop ass. I mean, they know the Tigers are coming to town.
You know,
just like SC, the Trojans are here. Yeah. You know, with that bike, that horse.
AD, what did it feel like knowing, because you knew, knowing, like you said, the night before, they gonna smash mouth, they gonna run the, everybody in the league knew y'all was gonna run the football.
But man, they
couldn't stop you.
And we went to St. Louis to play the Cardinals, and I'll never forget it. They said on the night before, I'm watching the telecast. And it was in the paper the next day. So the Cardinals really can't stop the run. He said, the Rams gonna have a field day running the football. They can't stop the run. And it was true. And I'll never forget the next day in the St. Louis Star, whatever it was, it said, welcome to the Eric Dickerson Invitational Track Meet. Because that's what it's going to be like today running against the St. Louis Cardinals defense. And I had 208 yards on them. It was like that. I mean, right. They were right. I mean, that's a good feeling. It's a great feeling as a player. And let's go the other way. You said it, man, when you like feel like you ain't got no help. Like I told you, like when I told you one of my linemen said, man, you going to piss them off over there. I'm like, man, what the hell are you talking about? Matter of fact, you know what, Rodney? I was in New York with Bruce Smith last night. Uh-huh. And Bruce said, Eric, I remember playing against y'all. He said, man, remember when we was hitting you? I said, Bruce, remember you said to me? He said, man, we're going to hurt you, Eric. They can't block us. I said, exactly. He remembered. They were teeing off on me, like, Rodney, like you put a ball down, like, okay, just throw a slow pitch, and I'm going to knock it. That's what they would do. They were teeing off on me.
Oh, man. And that's the worst. When you don't have that heart up front with the big fellas, man, when you don't have no dogs up front, man, it's just the worst feeling in the world. Because even if you have two of them and three other ones are not dogs, then you're still in trouble.
You got to have guys up front. Even if you got one weak one, that's fine because the others go, hey, man, come on.
Yeah,
you know,
come on,
yeah. Yeah, you can't. You know, the great thing about our running game at the Rams was Hudson Howe, because Hudson and John Robinson did not want the backs to get hit. And that was his thing. I got hit one time in a game, and he brought me over to the bench and said, hey, look, let me tell you something. We're not going to have our back getting hit in the mouth like that. He said, if we are, we're going to put one of y'all's asses in the backfield, let y'all carry the ball. I'm like, hey, you know. I mean, because I didn't feel like that. But, you know, that's how personal that Hudson took it. He from the Trojans, came from USC, Trojan up, and to me, one of the greatest offensive line coaches in the National Football League, and John Robinson. They took pride in running the football and protecting the running back.
They did. They definitely did. I want to remind everybody that week two of the football season is in the books. And now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week three with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly, when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 2 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code BESTDAM to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code BESTDAM this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. The difference makes. Now, in that game, speaking of running backs, man, Christian McCaffrey strained a hamstring, says he's going to be out a few weeks. As a running back, And there's no injury that's good that you can play through, but especially a hamstring for a running back, that's got to be devastating.
I'm going to tell you, you'd rather have an ankle. You'd rather have a bruised knee, a thigh, bruised. I mean, I didn't say it hurt bruised, but a hamstring, a hamstring is unpredictable. And it's going to bother him all year long. I guarantee you he's going to suffer with it all year. It happened to me. That was the first time, and I had hamstring problems pretty much my whole career. You know, even going back to high school and college, you know, had hamstring problems. And the first time I missed my first NFL game was in my seventh year. And we played, I was at the Colts, and we go down and play the Bengals. I think I had like a 30-yard touchdown, pulled my hamstring, run to the end zone. And I think that was like week 9. And I was, you know, right there in the running, elite to lead in rushing. It was me, Christian, and Barry Sanders. Going kind of back and forth. And I'll never forget that game. I had 134 yards. I'm like, all right, man, this game was a little bit late. I think he was on the West Coast. He was playing like the Raiders or somebody. I'm like, okay, I had 130. And I looked up and I think he had, at that point, Christian had like 70 yards. And they were in the early third quarter. By the time the Gal game and the David game was still going, he had 199. I'm like, oh.
Oh my God. You knew you had to miss a couple games,
and I had to miss the next week. And so I tell you, for Chris Caffrey, man, to a hamstring, and he knows because he's a sprinter. It's temperamental. Like you could be running, and you say, okay, it feels good, but you can make that cut because you know, hey, because playing running back, you got to push off guys, and they pulling you, and you strain your leg.
And you can't simulate a game. You can't make
it. You can't simulate. You can't. And it's gonna bother him all year. I mean, I hate to say it. I hope it doesn't. But it depends on the severity of it. But anytime you pull a hamstring, strain it, you're gonna have a problem with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're listening to the Best Damn NFL Pod, period, presented by DraftKings. Edie, let's get into week 3, man, because I just, you know how week 3 is. The first 2 weeks, you kind of feeling each other out, seeing if you can kind of get back to rhythm. You're starting to get into that game shape. It's usually week 3 that you start to see who's pretty good and who's not.
You do. Week 3 or week 4, it kind of tells the story. Because, you know, that's because you're going to be 0-3. You're going to be 1-2. You're going to be 2-1. Or you're going to be 3-0. And you got some teams right now that are, you know, 2-0. I'm sorry, they're going to be 2-0. They could possibly be 2-1. Or they could be 0-3. I mean, and I think that's big. Like the Chargers are on that cusp right now. They're 1-1. They lost a game last week against the Cowboys. I think game they really should have won that football game, but they didn't. So now you got to move on. They're playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Let's get into that. Chiefs are favored by 7, and it's in Kansas City. So what do you think? And I think you're right. This is a big game. Big game for the Chargers. Tough game, but it's a big game because they did let that one get away from Dallas.
You know, they have to look in the mirror and say, look, we can't be the team that's making all these mistakes. We can't give touchdowns back. You know, we're not that good. You know, and really no team is in the NFL that good. You can't give it back. You can't give back 2 touchdowns. You can't have 14 penalties for almost 100 yards in penalties. You can't do that. And major penalties, too. So, you know, you go into Kansas City, a team that you know can score. They can move the ball from anywhere, score from anywhere. They have a guy that – You like to single cover him, but you can't, Tyreek Hill. So that makes everyone else a spot open. You know, you got the big tight end Travis Kelce. So there, I'm gonna say you have to play almost flawless football. Still, their offense has to, because if they turn the ball over or have all these penalties, they could find themselves in a hole. They could find themselves behind 20-0 right quick, or 14-0. And
that's the thing with young quarterbacks, especially you get. If you notice, a lot of turnovers for young quarterbacks happen in the red zone because they're getting greedy for that touchdown. And it happened to Herbert last week against Dallas. So the Chiefs, they can't have that for sure. Chiefs are favored by 7. So you like the Chargers, you like the Chiefs?
Man, I'd like to say I like the Chargers, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home. The Chiefs lost last week, a game that possibly they probably should have won. You know, once again, to turnovers. Turnovers are big, man.
Yeah.
You know, turnover can change a game in a minute. You know, I always look at the turnovers. Who turned the ball over? How the score was lopsided sometimes. Or right. You know, if you have four turnovers and you win the football game, you are very fortunate. And if you're doing two, but you're on the road. See, the Chargers are on the road. They can't turn the ball over. And Kansas City, you know, they're at home. So they got the home crowd. You know, it's going to be loud. It's in KC. It's going to be rocking in KC. And, you know, like I said, they lost last week. A game that I'm sure they thought if we didn't turn the ball over, we'd have kicked the field goal and won. But, you know, ifs and fifths, you know, if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Yeah. No
but, doubt. You know, this week, I'm sure they want to come back, bounce back, and be 2-1.
Yeah, but I don't know. I agree. I think the Chiefs win at home. And to be honest with you, I think it might be by double digits.
That's what I said. I wouldn't be surprised if they fall behind quickly. And if you know the thing about you notice that you said we're young quarterbacks, just young players, when you fall behind early, they'd be trying to make it up. You're trying to make it
yeah. One play. Yeah.
Right. One play. I can squeeze it in, get it, ball get hit, popped up, pick, or get a quick pick for a touchdown. Yeah. So, you know, I think the Chiefs don't win this football game. And I'm like you, I honestly hope I'm wrong, but I think it's going to be in double digits.
Yeah, I do too.
But you can't go up there scoring on 14 points.
You can't.
That ain't going to work. No. Your defense ain't that good.
No. All right. Let's move to Washington football team at Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills are 7.5-point favorites at home against Washington. Are you believers in Washington? They got a, you know, they're supposed to have a great defense. But I still, offensively, I'm still not sold on them.
I think they have a good defense. I think they have probably, if not the best, or one of the best defensive lines in football.
Yeah.
But for us moving the ball, they can't move the ball left of this desk. I'm sitting at. You know, that's the problem. You know, it reminds me of the old what's his name? It's New Orleans Saints. We played. They had the Soul Patrol. You know, all that defense, but
all that defense.
By the eight, they could not move the ball. They couldn't move the ball. So I think the same thing here. I mean, I think that you know they really can't. They can't move the ball. I mean, they have a good defense, but you ain't got no offense to go along with it. It's useless. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I'm agree. I like the Bills on that
one. I like the Bills. I mean, you know, because the Bills can score. The Bills gonna score points.
Yeah, and they 1-1. They need a win at home. All right, let's move down to the Packers going to San Francisco.
Ooh.
Look, the Packers got they got an easy one. They played Detroit, last game, and Aaron Rodgers. You know, he played well, and now they got to go to the 49ers, who are 2-0, playing at home on Sunday Night Football. We're going to find out if Aaron Rodgers is back or not very soon. You know, he played well against Detroit, but, you know, you have all those distractions all off season. You got your teammates wondering if you're coming back or not. It's definitely playing a part, I think, in the way they played that first game and probably will the rest of the season.
Well, one thing is, Rodney, and honestly, I go back to this, what I said earlier. I just believe that you have to play in the preseason. You have to get a rhythm. You have to get – look, the stuff you do in a game, you do in preseason practice is way different, especially now. I mean, the stuff how they practice and how they play, that's totally different. You have to get in tune with your receivers, your running back, your offensive line. The offensive line is getting tuned to running back. And that first game, they looked like everybody was off. I mean, everything was off. And going to San Francisco this week, I mean, you know, San Francisco has to run the football. I mean, they got to stop that running game. I do like about Frisco. They will not go away from the running game. They're going to pass it, throw it when they have to, but they're going to run the football and play great defense. The right. Packers, I mean, you know, their main weapon is their quarterback, you know, Aaron Rodgers. And then what's the receiver name?
Devontae
Adams, probably the best receiver in the National Football League. And Aaron Jones, he had a great game last week, you know, had four touchdowns. But going to San Francisco, San Francisco beat him up last year really good. Yeah. In San Francisco,
yeah.
I'm gonna take the 49ers in this game. You know, I hate the 49ers. I'm gonna have to pick. I gotta be honest.
I know. Let the world know. Eric Dixon picked the 49ers on Sunday Night Football. They favored by 3, though. I'm going Niners too on that one. I just don't know where the mindset of the Packers are right now.
Yeah.
Let's go, Eagles. Here we go. At Cowboys. Ooh, rivalry. I've been on both sides of this one. Eagles at the Cowboys. Cowboys are 3.5-point favorite.
No, so this is a rivalry game. This is a division game. This is going to be a hard-hitting game. No love lost between these two teams at all. But Dallas, I got to say, is playing good football. I mean, they won the game last week against the Chargers. And I don't think they played their best, but they played good. And they won the game. Like I say, a good team finds a way to win even when they're not playing good. And that goes to show that to me, I think the Cowboys are a good football team. They run the ball. I like the way Zeke ran the ball last week. I like the way back.
Pollard, yeah.
Yeah, Pollard ran the ball also. Dak looked good. The defense looks really good. I mean, the defense, I think, has really stepped up quite a bit. I think people think the defense is going to be that good this year. Yeah. They played pretty much lights out so far. I mean, like I said, it's only week three coming in.
Right. But speaking of turnovers, they turned Tampa Bay in that first game. They got four turnovers in that game.
Right.
They got them in the Charger game. Yeah. I think that I'm not sold. Oh, first of all, who you got?
I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. At home, it's their home opener too.
So, I ain't got much to say about the Eagles. I mean,
Eagles, I'm not sold on them yet. I'm just not. I got to see them play a little bit more. I think they are a good team. I just don't – I think they're a middle-of-the-road team, an 8-9 team or 9-18. I don't see them.
Don't that sound funny? 8-9.
Because you say 8-8. Oh, they 8-8.
Don't that sound funny? That sounds
funny. I had to pause and think about it. I was like,
7-7.
I can't say 8-8.
I mean, I'm really, I'm thinking like week three. I mean, you still got a whole lot of football. I mean, that one game adds a lot.
Doesn't that sound like a lot?
It sounds like a lot.
Add one game to it, 16 games, because you're so used to a 16 game schedule, but you add 17. Ooh, you got 17 games.
Yeah, I know. The owners would probably like them having 20 games. They could.
They would.
They could have 20. They'd have 20 games.
No, they would. They would.
Yeah, but it just sounds funny.
Yeah, it does. I like the Cowboys at home. All right, the big one, Rambassador. Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming to town to face your Rams. The Buccaneers.
I'm going to tell you something. First of all, the Buccaneers are a good football team and Super Bowl champions. They got the best quarterback, I think, in football, possibly. At least the most legendary quarterback in football. The most savvy quarterback, for sure. Can read defenses very quick. They have a very good defense. I mean, so they played good so far. I think as the year goes on, defenses get better and better because they sink in more and more. They run the football when they have to. They do a good job of that. But they're playing a team that also plays great defense. The Rams, not just an Aaron Donald. You got Jalen Ramsey. They got a good defensive front there. I do like. And I said this before, I like our quarterback, Matt Stafford. And this is only his first year with Sean McVay. And I know Sean McVay is happy to have him because he doesn't have to coach him, just get to play. I think as a coach, I can just watch what I have to watch. I don't have to watch the quarterback. I ain't got to worry about getting it. Okay, so look, that defense, if this defense pops up, you got to do this. He knows it. I think Matt be like, hey, I got this. I got this over here. So far as the game goes, I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be a close game. Is Antonio Brown playing? Did they say he had COVID? Is he playing? Have you heard?
I have not heard.
He's had COVID. But anyway, as far as the game goes, I think it's going to be a close one. We beat them last year in Tampa. I think people have a tendency to forget that. I'm going to tell you one thing, Rodney. We've always kind of had Tampa's number. If you look back in history, we've kind of always had their number. I mean, Tampa's a team that, certain team kind of, no matter what, seem to beat them or play good against them. Well, it's always been the Bucs. We've always kind of had their number for a while. And they've got us a few times, even when they had the greatest show on turf with the Rams. But in this game, and I'm not being a home, but I got to go with my home team. I got to go with the Rams on this. I think it's going to be a close one, and I'm going to go with the Rams.
I do too. I think it's a bigger game for the Rams at this stage too, because of the moment playing at home. I think it's a big game for Matthew Stafford. And now everybody's going to make it out to be Stafford against Brady. And that's what we talk about. That's what all the outlets are talking about. But he can't get caught up into that.
No.
He can't get caught up in, I'm going to outplay Tom Brady. I'm going to be better than Tom Brady. He got to worry about that Bucs defense, and that's it. Because he gets caught up and trying to match Brady play for play and all that, he will run into problems. But I think – He's a veteran enough that he's not going to do that. But I think this is a big moment for Matthew Stafford in a big time game against the Super Bowl champs. And I think the Rams at home, I think SoFi is going to be rocking.
Rocking.
It's going to be rock. I just think the Rams come out and beat Tampa Bay. I think it's going to be a close game. It may be one of those back and forth kind of barn burner kind of games, but
yeah.
I think it's going to be a really good football game, but I think the Rams win.
I think I also believe this. I think about this here. Matthew Stafford has probably played against Tom Brady pretty much his whole career. I don't know how much they played against each other, but really playing in Detroit and Tom Brady in New England, he never had a chance.
Right.
Never. I can't match the talent you have. I can do everything you can do, but I just don't have the talent, how to coach
around me. Yeah.
Right. So this is probably one of the first times you're like, finally,
I got some talent.
I got a coach. I got an offensive line. I got some weapons now. So I'm sure he has to be excited about that part of it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Remember, all the odds are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. ED, this was good, man. Week 3 coming up. We rolling, brother.
Hey, brother. Let's just keep it rolling. Rolling right along.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you. Who your Trojans play this week?
Trojans play Oregon State.
Oregon State.
It's one of them feel-good games.
It's a feel-good game. hey, let me tell you something. You like them feel-good games.
Yeah, man.
You're going at halftime, score 28-0.
Yeah. You don't really talk about life, but you in your mind or in your small little group, you're like, man, I'm about to get 250 right now.
There you go, right?
I'm about to throw for 400 on these guys. Yeah. You mark that on the schedule. It's one of them games.
Okay, all right, dude.
What about SMU, ED? Who do they got?
Man, Rodney, we played a Horned Frogs right up the street. And let me tell you something. We don't like each other. We do not like each other. Not at all. We don't hate them. We don't hate them like we hate University of Texas. But that's really a tough game. They've been beating us for so long. When we played, we used to whoop that ass. But they done wore us out a couple of times. We done snuck in on them a couple of times. This is going to be a good game. So, I'm hoping my Mustangs can pull this out and be able to wind up 4-0.
Well, all right, man. That's another episode of Best Damn NFL Pod, period, presented by DraftKings. I'm Rodney Pete. He's the Hall of Famer, Eric Dickerson.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.